Vision is being able to see where you're going, to see what's up the road ahead, in both literal and figurative senses, or to have actual visual insight into the deeper meaning of things. When vision means being able to see your options before they happen, that would be called foresight. Now, understanding foresight and hindsight would be insight, and being able to compare the path you're on with where you've been would be hindsight. Hindsight helps us have insight into who we have become. But you know, like I know, we cannot live always looking back in hindsight alone. So, here we go. We have three kinds of sight which comprise understanding: foresight, insight, and hindsight. We, as the people of God, need to begin to more diligently employ our foresight and insight with a good balance of hindsight. I believe it is important to perceive the common word in the three elements of understanding, which is sight and vision. Now, listen up. This is important. We need to have a vision of where we're going, foresight, so we know how to be where we are, insight. More than ever, we need to have insight with God and ourselves, understanding what the vision inside and outside of ourselves means. How can we take action if we don't understand what to do? Another way to see foresight is when the scriptures use the word providence. Oh yeah, now there's a word to understand, and God is the exclusive owner of providence in the universe. Oh, sure, there's a lesser version among men, but the buck stops at the feet of Jesus because he has all the providence. In my life, some say, luck. Yeah, well, I say providence. Quite literally, providence means foresight. To consider in advance, sort of like having a provision made in advance of your arrival. All through the Old Testament, it is easy to see how God is always working directly with us, upholding everything with what I think of as fatherly care, guiding all our affairs to accomplish His plans, even to the degree of causing nature to be controlled by His purposeful order, which sees to it that the divine ends are reached. He foresees what we think of as history and appoints what or who he needs to in order to achieve his purposes. Because of this, it is wisdom for us to realize that, truly, our lives are in God's hand, like it or not. If we have a living relationship with Jesus Christ, then we are those who, by faith, live a life of communion with God and cannot help but know more of what is on His mind than other people who don't know Him. Through Christ, we have practical knowledge and wisdom to consider all circumstances and possibly consequences. Oh, that we would all be more circumspect. Hosea 14:9. Who is wise? Let him understand these things. Who is prudent? Let him know them. To say, let him understand these things, means we employ foresight, insight, and hindsight, and to ask, who is prudent, addresses the mental putting together of what is perceived, the act of connecting the dots, so to speak. Oh, look, there's a great definition of prudent, or one of several, all closely related to the other. Quote, the mental putting together of what is perceived, the act of connecting the dots, so to speak. We have lots of hindsight. We need more foresight and insight. We need insight into our hindsight, so we are able to put to work what we have learned. but we can't get lost in hindsight. That's like driving forward by looking in the rearview mirror. It doesn't work too well. Navigating by your rearview mirror doesn't work at all, actually. Too many, way too many people are stuck in hindsight. I mean, they often project their history into their future and call it the present. I believe we can safely say that what we learn from history is that we don't learn from history. So many are stuck remembering all the things they didn't do, shouldn't have done, couldn't have done, ought to have said but didn't, etc., etc. If God says in Hebrews 8:12, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins I will remember no more," if He doesn't remember all our wrong in His hindsight, then who is it which continues to remind us of all our errors? We can't be a saint and a sinner, wheat and chaff both.